Blog Talk Radio.
Bro, you just dissed me for the final time, bro. You just showed me disrespect. The only course of action left is to take this to the ring. This coming Monday night, we're gonna duke it out for keeper. And I will climb to the top rope and jump and kick you in the face. And I've been training all my wrestling skills.
Welcome to Marking Out in the Morning, coming to you live from Audacity Solutions Studios in Des Moines, Iowa. It is November 5th. It's 11:07 a.m., so I'm about 2 hours late, but I got busy, you know, life, whatever. Today will be mostly results, actually. We're going to go through the NXT results from last night. We'll also go through ROH and TNA, which both aired on Destination America last night. And then we will take a look at SmackDown. Seth Rollins is rumored to be injured while traveling overseas. We'll look at that real quick. And a few other things. That's really about all we got. This is the first and only live daily morning call-in Pro Wrestling News and Rumors podcast. So welcome to the show. If you want to interact with me live or on the show, you can hop on the Periscope Room at heelzig_com. You can listen at Blog Talk Radio. But that you can't really interact if you just listen to Blog Talk Radio. If you want to say something to me, get into a Periscope at heelzig_com. You can tweet at me. I have Twitter going the whole time at heelzig_com. And or you can just call 657-383-1786. I'll let you come on and talk in the podcast about, you know, whatever is feeling groovy for you right now, whatever. So anyway, that's that spiel. So let's just get into it. For all of my YouTubers and podcasters, gonna get to play my favorite sound clip for those who have not yet seen NXT but plan on watching it and don't like to know what's gonna happen. All right, and I did watch NXT last night. I'm actually going to be going off of the article I wrote at Inquisitor for just a full recap of NXT, so I'll go through it real quick here. Opening match, Asuka beat Cameron. Cameron's kind of return match. She looked like she was actually doing good, so unfortunately she had to debut against someone who's on fire. So we'll see how that goes. It was a good match, obviously, Asuka defeated Cameron. Carmella was giving a backstage promo, updating everyone on the medical condition of Enzo Amore and Big Cass. And she was interrupted by Dash and Dawson, who sarcastically talked about Enzo and Big Cass's injuries. Then they left a wheelchair with the name Vaudevillains on it and said, next week we're going to beat you up, Vaudevillains, because they have a title match next week. So there was that. Also, Jason Jordan and Chad Gable had a promo. Pretty funny part where Gable started to call them the greatest tag team, the world's greatest tag team, and Jason Jordan stopped him because obviously they get a lot of comparisons to the world's greatest tag team, Shelton Benjamin, and that other guy quite a bit. They are very similar in. So there was that. Bull Dempsey defeated Angelo Dawkins, and Sawyer Fulton, who was apparently fed up with losing, stormed off. The Pod Villains gave a promo where they basically said, because they're gentlemen, they'll win. Whatever. Bayley announced that the Hype Bros will team with her to face Alexa Bliss and Blake and Murphy next week. Eva Marie defeated Marley, and the NXT crowd was not having it. Emma and Dana both basically said they're not done with Asuka, so you got to believe a match with Emma is coming soon. And the main event, Finn Balor versus Apollo Crews for the NXT Championship match. Wouldn't you know it, not a clean finish. Baron Corbin came to the ring to beat both guys up. Then Samoa Joe came to kick Baron Corbin out of the ring. And then Samoa Joe decided he's just going to go ahead and attack Finn Balor because he wants the title. Looks to me like Fatal 4-Way at the next pay-per-view. That would be my guess. And I'm okay with that. That'd be a good match. So anyway, that's NXT. If you haven't watched it yet, get on the network to watch it. Get on Hulu Plus, whatever. Just go watch it, right? So that's NXT. I'm going to go through then real quick. Not much to say about it, really. I guess I kind of went through it really fast just to give you the results. I'm trying to think if there's anything really worth noting. Eva Marie is getting some real X-Pac heat, and she didn't really do much last night. I want her to do really well because she's gorgeous, and I think she's cool based on Total Divas. I don't know, whatever. So hopefully she continues to improve. Cameron looks like she has improved, but she's no, you know, Sasha Banks yet. She's no Paige. But, yeah, and Bull Dempsey / Balls Mahoney 2, whatever. He got a stupid win over Angelo Dawkins, which I think is just meant to set up Angelo Dawkins to be able to feud with Fulton Sawyer, Sawyer Fulton, whatever his name is. So that's probably all that really was. Yep, that's it. Moving on. Let's go through ROH real quick. As we build towards the big show in Minnesota here pretty soon, their Survival of the Fittest tournament. This is the first time I'm reading it. This is WrestlingInc.com's report. Opening match was, let's see. The main event is going to be a triple threat between Kyle O'Reilly, AJ Styles, and Adam Cole. The opening match is the Young Bucks versus Silas Young and Beer City Bruiser with the boys. The Young Bucks win via pinfall. Yada, yada. BJ Whitmer is out by the ring. Carino, I'm not going to read through all that. Sorry, guys. Will Ferreira versus Roderick Strong. Roderick Strong wins via submission. Jay Lethal replaces Mark Briscoe on commentary before the next match. McGinnis throws Young Bucks, yada, 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 for the match. AJ Styles versus Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly, main event. Cole tries to dip out of the ring, but Styles clotheslines him, yada, 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 skip to the end. O'Reilly's head across his knee for the win. Winner, Adam Cole via pinfall, and then a big fight in the ring after the match. That was ROH last night. And TNA, Impact Wrestling from last night. I'll give you an updated TNA World Title Series scorecard. Group Tag Team Specialist Matt Hardy leads 6. Robbie E's got 3. Davey has got 1. Eddie's got 1. Jesse Godders leads the Group Future 4 with 3 points. Eladrick's got 1. Mike has got 1. Crimson 0. Group X Division, Manic's got 6 points. Tigre 3. DJ 3. Mark 0. Group TNA Originals, Abyss has 3 points. Bobby Roode has 3 points. James Storm. James, all of them have 3 points. Abyss, Bobby Roode, James Storm, Eric Young. P.S. James Storm is in NXT now, so I don't know how that's going to go. Group UK, Drew Calloway has 6 points. Rockstar Spud, 3. Bram, 3. Grado, 0. Group Champions, Austin Aries, 4. Ethan Carter, 4. Bobby Lashley, 3. Mr. Anderson, 0. Group Wildcard, Mahabali Shera, 6. Kenny King, 3. Aiden O'Shea, 3. Krazy Steve, 0. Group Knockouts, Brooke Tessmacher, 3. Amazon Kong, 3. Gail Kim, 3. Madison Rain, 3. All of them have 3. All right, so the first match of the night, this is according to WrestleZone.com. First match on TNA Impact Wrestling was for the Group Knockouts, Madison Rain versus Brooke Tessmacher. Winner, Madison Rain, plus 3 points. And then Eric Young gave a promo, but I'm not going to read what it's about. I apologize. You can look more into that if you want. And the second match of the night was Spud versus Bram. Winner Bram, 3 points. Bobby Roode did a promo. So there's that. Mandrews versus Manic. Manic wins by 3 points. And the Wolves come out to do a promo. Jeff Hardy has interview part one. Davey Richards faces Eddie Edwards. And it's a time limit draw, so both men get 1 point. Matt Hardy advances to the next round. I don't know what that means. Unless that just means, I guess tournament's going to be that short. Wow, I didn't know what's happening officially. The Wolves post-match promo, Jeff Hardy interview part two, Bobby Roode and Eric Young backstage segment. A lot of promo work right there at that point in the show. Hopefully we're getting to the main event on the next page button. Mahabali Shera defeats Kenny King for 3 points. Eric Young defeats Bobby Roode in not one of those matches. Yeah, it is. It just doesn't say 3 points. He gets 3 points because he won. And that's TNA Impact Wrestling. You're welcome for that. We'll go through the rest real quick. The probably biggest rumor right now is about Seth Rollins being possibly injured at WWE at a WWE live event in Dublin. Excuse me, guys. I'm going to take a break right now. I just yawned. This is an ad-libbed promo for that product that Daniel Bryan loves, 5-Hour Energy. I normally like to have a little more food in my system before I chug one of these, but you know what? I'm tired, and I got to write more after this podcast is done, so cheers to Daniel Bryan. All right, let's do this. So anyway, Seth Rollins, you can check out, I think it's on Twitter. If you go to @droidstar_com, he's got a pretty good video of Seth Rollins falling very awkwardly, trying to do a top rope move with Kane in a street fight style match. No official word on how injured he is. It looks bad. They said that the officials were helping him off the up the ramp and out at the show. So, but as of when I started this podcast, no official word on how bad the injury is. No one totally sure that it's not bad or good or anything. Let's talk SmackDown preview tonight, guys. Once again, I have an article up at Inquisitor, the spoiler-free Thursday night SmackDown preview for November 5, Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens. Here's what we got in store. We got, as a main event, Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens, like I just said. From what I've read elsewhere, it seems like however this plays out, it looks like it's set up for them to continue to do more afterwards. So I would assume that Dean Ambrose will be facing Kevin Owens for the IC title at Survivor Series. Although, honestly, I like Survivor Series just having Survivor Series matches, so I'd be fine if they all just got in Survivor Series matches and no titles were on the line, but that's not me. Not my decision. Anyway, for Kevin Owens to take a cheap way out of finishing the match tonight and potentially them to follow up at Survivor Series in a title match, the Wyatts face the Primetime Players and the Lucha Dragons in a Survivor Series-style elimination match to prepare themselves for Survivor Series. You got to believe almost nobody from the Wilds will be eliminated. And if they do, it's going to be probably by like DQ or something, because there's no way they're going to want to look anything but ridiculously strong going up against Undertaker and family. Alberto Del Rio versus Neville. Could be a good match. Hopefully it's a good match. Hopefully they let it go for a minute. Because, they're both good wrestlers. And I think this is actually the match that opens the card. Hopefully it goes well for everyone involved. That's all you can say about SmackDown sometimes is I hope it goes well. I don't know why I'm looking at Periscope. I don't even have Periscope on. That's the whole thing about it right now. I don't even have it on. The Usos versus the Ascension. I got to believe, again, with that one, there's no reason to think the Ascension are suddenly going to start being good. The Usos just came back. They're going to get pushed, according to lots of rumors, to challenge the New Day. So look for the Usos to make fairly easy work of the Ascension. Natalya faces Tamina Snuka, and so there is a tiny bit of a chance that maybe it wasn't Paige that beat up Natalya. Maybe it was Team Bad. So tonight, that storyline, I assume, gets a tiny bit furthered, or at least remembered. Ryback versus King Barrett's also on the card, which really, do we care? Because where are either of these guys going anytime? Nowhere. At best, they'll be involved in, like, I'm going to say right now, they're probably going to be involved in the Survivor Series pre-show kickoff elimination crap. Yada, yada. I went to Survivor Series last year. There were not nearly enough Survivor Series matches. Okay, that's all I'm saying. They need more Survivor Series matches at Survivor Series. Weird, right? So, in not actually any specific company wrestling news, but for pro wrestling fans, apparently, there's a pro wrestling drama coming to Fox. This was reported by Deadline. I read it on WrestlingInc.com. But Fox recently purchased a new pro wrestling drama titled The Work. And I'm reading this straight off of WrestlingInc.com. The Work takes place in the world of pro wrestling. It was written by Scott O'Connor, who wrote the novels Half World and Untouchable, and also wrote a piece on Brock Lesnar for the New York Times Magazine in August. So it'd be interesting to see how long it takes before that show comes out, and if it's a drama or if it's like a comedy drama or what kind of take they have on it. Will probably be either really good or really insulting to wrestling fans. Check that out. Who knows when? Called The Work. Going to be on Fox, probably. And this probably qualifies more as gossip, really anything else, but the most recent news on the Wyatts versus Undertaker and Kane at Survivor Series is that they won't have any partners. It's going to be Kane Undertaker in a 2-on-4 handicap match, which I think is just stupid. I hope that's not what they do. But that's the latest rumor, and that's how I read it at whatculture.com. And let's talk real quick, too. Destination America, TNA, ROH. This is really gossipy, but actually potentially newsworthy as well. Because it's gossip that could have potential effects in the real world. Basically, the Dixie Carter accidentally sent out a mass email some time ago, bad-mouthing a lot of the Destination America upper management. Actually, sent it to everybody, so they all got it. One of them, who she specifically named, was Mark Etkins, who was general manager there. And apparently, though, he was the one who said, you know what, we don't want wrestling anymore on Destination America because of what Dixie Carter sent an email about him. Now he's leaving, and so that potentially means that maybe Destination America doesn't really hate wrestling, and maybe they'll bring him back now that the guy who was pissed is gone. Who knows? It's possible. You never know. We got about one more rumor left, guys, or one more sheet of rumors. Nope, just one more rumor. This is about Jerry Jarrett. We talked about this a little bit the other day, whether or not what he's going to be doing to come back. Turns out he's doing what would be best described as American Idol meets Tough Enough, where as you perform, they take out indie wrestlers, and as you perform in the ring, if one of the judges doesn't like you, they buzz you, and your match ends, and that's the end of it. Game over, whatever. That's it, folks. That is it. We already did everything. That's the whole show right there. So what I'm going to do now is wrap things up. Thanks for, you know, hanging out and whatever. And we'll be here. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can check us out on YouTube. You can check us out on Periscope. You can check us out on Blog Talk Radio. You can check us out on Stitcher, on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. Check GilZeigler.com. All that fun stuff probably gets repeated as I play this right now.
Marching Out in the Morning is proud to be recorded in Des Moines, Iowa at Audacity Solutions Studios. You can check us out at HeelZiggler.com. Follow us on Twitter at HeelZiggler_Tom. The song you hear at the beginning of the show was recorded in Des Moines, Iowa by my friend Campbell D'Souza, with recording studios of Phil Young. You likely also heard the song Parsec by the artist Arno Puros, which I downloaded for free at NoiseTrade.com, the album Timelines, and got permission from Arno Puros on Twitter for that. I also downloaded the song you're hearing right now at NoiseTrade.com. It is by a band called Ampersand. The song is called Aurora Borealis. It's on their album Trial and Trial. Available for free at NoiseTrade.com. I haven't got their permission for this yet, but I hope to do so in the future. I agree with that, so we'll see what happens. You may also hear more aggressive song that would be ready, Set Fire, by a website called CompTech.com, where you can download stuff like that to use for your own good, royalty-free. Marching Out in the Morning is here every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can subscribe to our podcast iTunes or Stitcher, just search for Audacity Solutions Podcast. And of course, you can listen live every day or listen to the entire archive at blogtalkradio.com/AudacitySolutions.